Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
I'm so glad to be back in your midst again.
我非常非常的高兴, 又回到这里。
You have been gracious in your welcome.
你们对我的欢迎非常的真诚。
I have a very tender place in my heart for you good people.
在我的心里有这么一个地方是为你们这些好人保留着的。
It's a great blessing to see you how you are walking and serving one another as a one body of Christ.
这是非常对我来说非常安欣慰的是看到你们在这里服侍彼此的服侍作为神的耶稣基督的身体。
非常感谢大家。Let us bow down and pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we honor and praise, and we want to lift up your name on high. We thank you for calling, saving, and bringing us as one body of Christ and worshiping you today. God, may your Holy Spirit fill us with your grace.And your word, empower us with the Holy Spirit so that we can stand firm to glorify you and accomplish the things that you want us to do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Two sons of the king brought their father a question.
国王的两儿子问国王一个问题。
Is a gentleman born or made?
这个绅士是天生的还是后天造就的?
What do you think of? He replied.
国王说你怎么认为的呢?
I think gentleman is born a gentleman.
我认为这个绅士是天生生下来就是绅士。
I disagree, one son.
这是一个儿子这么说，另外一个儿子说，我不同意你这个说法。
A man becomes a gentleman by training and discipline.
他说，一个人是变成绅士，通过训练和管教。
The king looked at the two sons and issued a challenge.
这个国王看了两个儿子说我给你们一个挑战。
Prove your case by presenting me an example.
他说你们拿一个例子出来来证明你的观点是对的。
I give each of you a week to return with a proof of your opinions.
我给你们每个人一个星期的时间你一个星期以后回来拿出你们的证据来。
So the two sons departed in different directions.
所以两个儿子就离开了奔着不同的目标去。
The son who believed the gentleman was made, not born, found his proof in a tavern.
那个相信绅士是后天造就的那个儿子他在一个酒店里找到了他的证据。
He ordered a cup of tea.
他点了一杯茶。
And was amazed when he saw that the waiter was a cat.
他非常惊奇地看到这个服务员是一只猫。
The cat had been trained to stand on his hind legs and carry the tray in his fourth paws.
这个猫被受了很好的训练，它是用两条后腿走路，两个前掌是拖着个托盘。
He wore a tiny uniform and hat.
他穿了一件比较紧身那个小的那个制服，头上戴着个帽子。
And was a perfect proof that the creature could overcome its nature with training and discipline.
这个是一个非常好的证明，就是那个生物它通过训练，它能够改变它的本性。
The first son had his example.
所以这个第一个儿子他拿到了他的例子。
If a cat can be changed, couldn't a man?
如果这个猫能被训练、被改变，那人肯定也可以。
So the prince purchased the animal and took him to the court.
所以呢，他就把那个猫买下来，准备带到 这个猫举上朝。
The second son was not so fortunate.
这个第二儿子没有那么幸运。
He searched the whole country, kingdom, but was unable to find any support for his theory.
他找遍了这个国度，但是没有找到一个例子来支持他的证据。
He returned home empty-handed.
他回家两手空空。
What's worse, the word had leaked about his brother's discovery.
更糟糕的是，这个话他听说了，就是他哥已经找到了另外一个观点的证据。
News of the walking cat made him doubt his convictions.
这个用那个能够走路的猫啊，是他哥哥找到的证据，是例子。
But then, just hours before the two were appeared.Before the king, he saw something in a store window.
但是就在他们两儿子要到国王面前去的前面的几个小时的时候，那个第二儿子在一个店的橱窗，通过橱窗看到了什么？看到了一样东西。
Which made him smile.
然后他看到了，就脸上露出笑容。
He made a purchase, but told no one.
然后呢，他就把那样东西买下来，但是没有告诉任何人。
Two sons entered the court of the king, each one carrying a box.
所以两个儿子来到上朝，每个人带着一个盒子。
The first son announced that he could prove that a man could overcome any obstacle and become a gentleman.
第一个儿子他要证明人能够克服所有的阻碍来成为一个绅士。
As the king watched the son present the cat, dressed in a miniature court dress, who gave the king a tray of chocolate.
然后他国王就非常惊奇地看到那个能够走路的猫，他穿着朝服，拖着个托盘。献给国王一盘巧克力。
The king was stunned, and his son was proud, and the court broke into applause.
国王非常的惊奇，儿子非常的得意，满朝文武是掌声雷动。
What excellent proof!
哇，这个这多好多好的证据啊
！Who could deny the evidence of the walking cat?
谁能够否认这个能走路的猫这个证据
？Everyone pitied the second son.
所有人就为第二个儿子觉得可惜。
But he was not discouraged.
但是这个第二个儿子他并没有感到任何沮丧。
With a bow to the king,
他向国王鞠了个躬。
He opened the box that he had brought.
然后他就把他。买的那个东西那个盒子打开
，releasing the several mice into the court。
这个盒子打开里面是几个老鼠，把这个老鼠放到店里头。
Instantly, the cat scampered after the mice。
马上发生的事，大家应该知道，这个猫马上去追逐那些老鼠。
The cat's true nature had been revealed, and the point had been made.
这个猫的本性显示出来，所以第二儿子他的观点也得到了证明。
Walking cat is a still cat.
能够走路的猫还是一只猫。
You can change your clothes.
你可以给他换上衣服。
You can teach him tricks.
你可以教他玩小把戏。
You can give him a hat and train him to walk.
你可以给他戴个帽子，你可以训练他，让他能够用两条腿走路。
And for a while, he will appear to be changed.
有一段时间好像看上去这个猫完完全全的改变了。
But present him with the one thing that he cannot resist.
但是只要你给他一样东西，他抵抗不了的东西。
And you will be faced with the one.Deniable, undeniable truth.
把这样他不可抵抗的东西放在面前的时候，你就会看到那个不可抗拒的一个事实。
A walking cat is a still cat.
两条腿走路的猫仍然是个猫。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，the same is true with the people.
我们人也是这样。
We can change our clothes.
我们能换上衣服。
We can change our habits.
我们能改变我们的习惯。
We can change our vocabulary and reading level and even our attitude.
我们能够改变我们用的词汇，我们读书的程度，甚至能够改变我们的态度。
But according to the Bible, there is one thing we cannot change: our sinful state and nature.
但是有一样东西，圣经告诉我们是改变不了的，就是我们的罪性和罪心。
Society would agree with the.First son，
这个我们身边的社会可能会赞同第一个儿子的那个观点。
It says, "Change the outside, then inside will follow."
这个观点就是外面改变的话，里面也会跟着改变。
Give him an education, training, and the right habit, and the person will be changed.
你只要给他一个好的教育，让他形成好的习惯等等，那这个人就会改变。
So we try and try over and over and again.
所以我们都尝试，一次一次一次的尝试。
We buy clothes, we seek degree, we seek awards and achievement.
我们买新的衣服。我们读不同的学位，我们得不同的奖，获得不同的成就。
But peel away the layers，
但是把那一层一层的东西剥开，看里面。
Take away the customs，
你把外面的西装给脱掉。
And remove the makeup，
把化妆去掉。
And then underneath you see our true nature，
在里面能够看到我们的本性。
A selfish, prideful, sinful heart。
看到的是我们自私的、骄傲的、有罪的心。
Just bring out the mice and see what we do.
只要把老鼠放出来，就会看到我们会做什么。
The animal within takes over.
我们心里头那个动物就会出来主宰。
The real me comes out.
我们真正的自我就会显示出来。
Changing clothes doesn't change the man.
换一件衣服改变不了一个人。
Outward discipline doesn't alter what is within.
这个外面的管教其实也不能改变内心。
New habit doesn't make a new soul.
新的习惯并不能改变你的完全的那个新的灵魂。
It is not to say that outward change is not good.
我并不是在说外面的变化是不好的。
That is to say, outward change is not enough.
我要说的是外面的变化是不够的。
If you see the kingdom of God and enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again.
如果你要想见到，要想进入神的国，你必须重生。
The phrase born again is the words I love because of what he has meant in my life and experience.
我特别喜欢重生这个词，这是因为我自己个人的经历，人生经历。
It is a beautiful word picture that was coined by Jesus himself to describe a radical change in the lives of the people who believe in Jesus.
这是主耶稣他自己发明的这个词，这个词是用来描述那些信耶稣的那些人，他们生命的根本性的改变。
We find the term used first in John chapter 3 when Jesus was talking to a man named Nicodemus.
我们看到重生这个词第一次出现是在约翰福音第三章，耶稣和一个名字叫尼哥底母的人说话。
Would you please open your Bible to read John chapter 3, verse 1 through 16?
能不能请大家打开约翰福音第三章，读第一节到第十六节。
Let us read in unison.
然后我们一起来同声诵读。我们一起来读中文，好吧？等会儿。
Yeah, let us read in the Chinese version.
我们一起来读中文，请。有一个人，法利赛人，名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是从神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来呢？”耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随的意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。”尼哥底母问他说：“怎能有这事呢？”耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的人都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
谢谢。In the first three verses of John chapter 3, we meet a man named Nicodemus.
在这个前面的三节圣经里头，我们看到了有这么一个人，他的名字叫尼哥底母。
Nicodemus was a very good man.
尼哥底母是个很好的人。
He was a popular man in Jerusalem society.
他是在耶路撒冷社会里头，他是一个非常有权力、非常有影响力的人。
A Pharisee and ruler of the Jews.
他是法利赛人，又是个当官的。
He was a member of the Sanhedrin, the council of 70 men who ran the religious affairs of Israel.
他是那个掌管整个以色列全国宗教事务的那个70个人议会中间的一个成员。
No doubt, he had been taught and had taught that if you change the outside, you change the inside.
我想毫无疑问，他一定也被教导过，就是说如果你的人你外表改变的话，你的内心也会改变。
He thought that the right training could make the waiter out of a cat.
他相信你只要有好的训练的话呢，这个猫能够当服务员。
But Jesus told him, I tell you the truth, no one comes to see, no one see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
但是耶稣跟他说，我实实在在地告诉你，没人能见神的国，除非你重生。
Nicodemus asked in verse 4, how can a man be born again when he's born?
尼哥底母在第四节说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
He didn't ask why, but he asked how.
注意，他并不是说为什么会重生？他说：“如何会重生？如何
？”Perhaps you are asking the same question.
也许你们正在问同样的问题。
How a person born again?
人怎么能重生呢
？To get an idea, think back to your own birth.
你要想找到答案的话，回头想你出生的时候。
Put the VCR of your days.In reverse, in your memory, in your mind, and see and pause at your first moment.
你就好像你人生这个录像 VCR 啊，你把它回放，然后停止在你出生的那一刻。
Look at yourself.
你看到你自己。
New hands.
新的手。
New eyes.
新的眼睛。
New mouth.
新的口。
No pre-owned parts.
没有用过的零件
，all original material，
全是原装的。
Now tell me，
Who gave you this pot?
那你告诉我，谁把这些原件给你的？
Who gave your eyes so that you could see?
谁给你的眼睛让你能看？
Who gave your hands so you could walk?
谁给你的手所以你可以做工？
Who gave your feet so you can walk?
谁给你的脚所以你能够走路？
Did you make your own eyes?
你自己造了你的眼睛吗？
Your own hands?
你的手吗？
Your own feet?
你自己的脚吗？
No.
没有。
You made nothing.
你自己没有造任何东西。
God made everything.
所有的都是神造的。
He was the one who made everything new the first time, and he is the one who makes everything new second time.
就是这个神，你第一次出生的时候，所有的东西都是他造的。同样，你重生有第二次出生的时候，所有的东西都是神造的。
God creates again.
神他是那个创造者，他再一次创造。
The Apostle Paul testified that in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
保罗使徒在哥林多后书第五章第十四节，他做了这个见证。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The old has gone, the new has come.
旧的已去，都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
如果有人在基督里，他就是完完全全新的创造。
Here is the greatest miracle of God.
这是神最奇妙、最奇妙的神迹。
It is astounding when God heals the body.
这个非常惊奇，神能够医治我们的身体。
It is extraordinary when God hears the prayer.
这是完全是超乎寻常的，神能够听到我们的祷告。
It is incredible when God provides the new job, new car, the new child.
这个是完全是不可思议的，神给了我们新的工作，神给我们这个新的车，神给我们孩子。
But none of these compares to the when God makes the new life.
但是所有这些新的东西没有一样能够比得上神给我们的新的生命，就是那个重生。
At our new birth, God remakes our soul and he gives us what we need again.
在神让我们重生的时候，他给我们新的思想，让我们完完全全变成新的。
New eyes so we can see by faith.
他给了我们新的眼睛，让我们能在信心里头能够看见。
New mind so we can have the mind of God.
他给我们新的思想，让我们有神的思维。
New strength so we won't grow tired.
他给我们新的力量，所以我们不再感觉到疲惫。
A new vision so we won't lose heart.
他给我们新的意向，所以我们不再灰心丧志。
A new voice to praise.
给我们新的声音，我们能够敬拜赞美。
New hands to service.
给我们新的手，让我们能够服侍。
But most of all, new heart.
但是更加重要的是，他给了我们一个新的心。
A heart that has been cleansed of sin by Christ.
这个心，我们的罪已经被神洗净。
The first birth was for earthly life. Second one is for eternal life.
第一次的生是为了地上的生命，而第二次的生就重生是为了属灵的生命。
The first birth.We receive a physical heart, but second time we receive a spiritual heart.
第一次生的时候，我们接受的是一个肉心，而第二次生的时候，我们接受的是一个属灵的心。
The first birth enabled us to have a life on earth.
第一次生让我们在世上有生命和生活。
Second birth enabled us to have a life eternal.
第二次生就是重生。能让我们有永恒的生命。
But the analogy contains another truth.
但是这个对比里面还有另外一个真理。
Let me ask another question about your birth.
让我来问大家另外一个问题，跟你的出生有关的。
How much active were you in the process of your birth?
在你出生的过程中，你自己占了多少主动的主动性？你做了多少事情？
Did you place your hands against the top of your womb and show yourself out?
你有没有把你的手放在子宫上面，把你自己推出来？
Were you in your education with your mother telling her how to put, when to push?
你有没有跟你的妈妈有这个无线电的通信来告诉你妈妈什么时候使劲？
Did the doctor ask you to measure the contraction and report on condition within the womb?
有没有医生跟你跟你来沟通来问你这个收缩的这个情况什么时候会生出来？
Hardly. You are just passive.
你是完全的被动的。
You are not born because of what you did.
你生出来跟你自己做的任何事情都没有关系，你没有做任何事情。
Someone else did all the work.
其他人做了所有的事情。
Someone else felt all the pain.
另外一个人，他感受了所有的痛。
Your mom did the pushing and the struggling.
是你的妈妈使尽了全力把你生出来。
Your birth was due to someone else's effort.
你的出生是因为另外一个人花的力气和努力。
The same is true for our spiritual birth.
我们的属灵的重生其实也是这样。
It is through God's pain that we are born.
是因为神的痛在十字架上我们生下来。
It is not our struggle, but God's.
不是是我们花了多大的力气，是神的努力。
It is not our blood shed, but His.
不是我们流了血，而是他流了血。
Jesus illustrates.This reminding Nicodemus of Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness.
耶稣跟尼哥底母用了这个比喻，就是摩西在旷野举蛇。
Jesus said in verse 14, just as Moses lifted up the serpent, snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes him may have eternal life.
在十四节。耶稣说，就像摩西在旷野举蛇，人子也要一样被举起来，让所有信他的人得永生。
According to the numbers of the Old Testament, Israel had been complaining against God on the way to the Promised Land after the deliberation from the Egyptian bondage.
根据旧约圣经的民数记。在以色列人在被奴役中间解脱出来之后，在旷野里，在他们去应许之地的路上，他们不停的抱怨。
So God sent a snake that bit the people.
所以神放蛇去咬以色列人。
Some died and others were dying.
有些人死了，有些人正在快要死了。
The people confess that they have sinned and cry to Moses for relief.
那个以色列民他们就承认自己的罪，向摩西呼求。
And Moses turned to God, and the Lord told him to make a brass snake and fix on a pole.
摩西向神求，神跟摩西说：“你做一个铜蛇，把它挂在杆子上。”
And tell the beaten people to look on it in faith.And they would be healed.
让那些被蛇咬的人仰望那个铜蛇，用信心来仰望，他们就能得到医治。
The serpent would by itself do nothing whatsoever for the people.
这个铜蛇它本身没有做任何事情。
It was merely a symbol.
这只是一个象征。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
Just as the serpent was lifted up, so the Christ was lifted up.
就像那个铜蛇被举起，基督也被举起。
Just as the serpent was fixed to a pole, so on the cross, Jesus Christ nailed the power of the snake of Eden to a pole.
就像那个铜蛇被钉在旷野那个杆上，我们的主耶稣，他被钉在十字架上，他破坏了伊甸园里那个蛇、那个魔鬼的能力。
Just as the snake was a curse, so Christ became a curse for us, according to Galatians 3:13.
就像那个蛇是一个咒诅，主耶稣他自己也成为咒诅。根据加拉太书第三章第十一节。
Just as the people were healed when they look on the serpent, so we are healed when we look to Jesus.
就像那些以色列人民，他们仰望那个被举的铜蛇得到医治，我们仰望十字架上的耶稣，我们也得到医治。
That's all the people were commanded to do.
这就是我们所有的人，神要求我们这样子做。
The poisoned people were not told to take a medicine or to extract the poison by suction.
那些被蛇咬的人并没有告诉被要求他们去吃药去排毒。
They were not told to engage in good works to make an offering.
他们也没有说你们只要去做善事或者去献祭。
They were not told to examine their wounds, argue their plight, or pray to the snake.
他们也没有被要求说，来看这个伤了怎么样，然后来争论这个很困难的情况，或者是被要求向蛇去祷告。
Nor were they told to look at Moses.
他们甚至没有说你们向摩西祷告。
They were told simply, or how simply to look on to Jesus.
他们只是很简单的被告知。非常非常的简单，就是仰望耶稣。
Sin began when Adam and Eve looked at the cross in the middle of Eden.
罪进入世界，当亚当和夏娃在伊甸园，他们的眼睛看在那个树上的时候。
Salvation comes to you when you look on Christ.
当我们仰望基督的时候。救恩临到我们
astonishingly simplicity
非常非常的简单不可思议的简单
Now what we are required to do in order to be born again it is incredibly simple
所以我们怎样才能重生这个答案也是非常非常的简单
But the invisible process and the result of the spiritual birth is remarkable
但是这个看不见的过程这个属灵的重生是非常非常的不可思议
You know, Jesus uses a wind as a symbol to demonstrate the new birth involves its mystery and power
耶稣在这段经文里头用风来形容这个非常奇妙的这个能力
He said to Nicodemus, the wind blows whenever it pleases
耶稣跟尼哥底母说：“这个风随意的吹。”
As you know, the wind is sovereign.
我们知道这个风它有自己的主权，要往哪里吹。
No one can direct it.
没有人能够改变风的方向。
Despite the scientific and technological advances of our age, Jesus' statement is still true today.
尽管我们今天有科学技术的发展。但是主耶稣说的那句话到今天仍然是真理。
Weather forecasters can track a hurricane and tornado and warn people to take cover.
天气预报可以来预测飓风或者龙卷风前面的前进的方向和通道。
But even the United States government, with all its military and scientific power, cannot deflect tornado or hurricane even 1 degree from the course.
但是哪怕美国有这样的科技和军事的先进，它仍然没有任何办法能够让
It will blow.
这个飓风或者是龙卷风的方向改变一度，哪怕是一度都改变不了。
It will blow whenever it wants to. We are helpless to control it.
这个风或者是个飓风，它要往哪里去，它就往哪里去。我们没有任何办法来改变它或者来控制它。
In the same way, we cannot control the purposes of God in one individual lives.
同样，我们没有办法来改变神对我们每一个人生命的计划，我们没有办法来改变。
The Spirit of God will direct that life.
是神的灵会来指导我们生命的目标。
It is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
这个是所有的从圣灵重生的人都是这样的。
All of these things are summarized in great promise of John chapter 3:16.
所有的这些都是在非常非常出名的约翰福音三章十六节里头最好的总结。
Can you memorize? Can you recite John chapter 3:16? 3:16?
你们能不能背约翰福音三章十六十六节？
Can you recite that verse in unison now?
我们能一起来背诵约翰福音三章十六节，请。
Okay, all together.
独生子赐给他，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Thank you.For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给我们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
What does he mean by that?
什么意思?
God lover, God giver, God is savior.
神他爱神他给神他救赎
and man the believer
我们人要信
and for those who believe he has promised a new birth
那些信他的神给了我们应许我们会得重生
but despite the simplicity there are still those who don't believe
虽然好像很简单，但是仍然有人他不相信。
They don't trust the promise of God.
他们不相信神的应许。
They cannot imagine how God would know their name, much less forgive their sins.
他们难以想象神怎么会知道他们的名字，更难以想象神怎么能够饶恕他们的罪。
It is almost too good to be true.
这个好像是太好了，听起来难以相信。
If only they would try, if only they would test it.
但愿他们能去试一下，但愿他们能够去试验一下。
But God is as polite as he is passionate.
但是神虽然是蛮有爱心，他又非常的柔和。
God never.Forces his way in.
他不会来强迫你。
The choice is there.
但是
，theirs
选择在他们手上。
For those who do come, he has promised a new birth.
那些愿意信的，神给了他们应许，重生的应许。
Does it mean that you will never chase the mice again?
这个是不是得了重生之后再也不会去追老鼠呢？
Does it mean that you will set free of your sinful nature?
这个是不是意味着你的那个罪性是完完全全被消除了呢？
Does it mean that you will instantly be able to resist any temptation?
是不是这个意味着你马上从那一刻开始就能够抵挡所有的试探呢？
No.
不是的。
Go to the delivery room to answer the question.
你到产房，你就知道这个问题的答案。
Look at the newborn baby.
你看那个刚生下的孩子。
What can he do?
他能做什么？
Can he walk?
他能走吗？
Can he feed himself?
他能自己吃饭吗？
Can he sing or read and speak?
他能够唱歌，他能够读书，他能够说话吗？
No, not yet.
不，还至少还没到时间。
But someday he will.
但是有一天他会。
It takes time to grow.
成长需要时间。
But not yet.
还没有到时间。
But is the parents in delivery room ashamed of the baby?
但是虽然这个孩子什么都不会做，那个产房里头的父母亲，他们是不是会感觉到羞辱啊？
Is the mom embarrassed that the infant can't spell, that the baby can't walk, that the newborn baby cannot give a speech?
你说那个妈妈他会感觉到羞愧，因为那个新生儿他不会拼写，他不会说话，不能走。
Of course not.
不能够发表演说，当然不会。
Of course not.
当然不会。
The parents aren't ashamed.
父母亲不会感到羞愧。
Actually, they are proud.
反而他们会非常非常的感到骄傲。
They know that the growth will come with time.
他们知道有随着时间，他们的孩子会成长。
So does God.
神也会这样，神也不会为我们觉得羞耻，因为他知道我们会成长。
2 Peter 3:9 says, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone come to repentance.
彼得后书三章第七节说，神他是非常的有耐心，他不愿一人沉沦，愿人人多悔改。
God is often more patient with us than we are with ourselves.
其实，神对我们的耐心要比我们彼此之间对别人的耐心要好得多。
In many ways, your new birth is like your first one.
在很多情况下，我们可以看我们的重生就像我们第一次出生的样子。
In your new birth, God provides what you need.
在我们的重生的时候，神给了我们所需要的。
Someone else experiences the pain.
但是是别人经历了这个痛。
Someone else does the work.
别人做了工。
And just as their parents are patient with their newborn baby, God is patient with you.
就像新生儿的父母对这个新生儿的成长，他是有耐心的，神对我们的成长同样有耐心。
But there is one difference.
但是记着有一个不一样的地方。
The first time you had no choice about your birth.Being born,
第一次你生的时候，你没有任何选择。
This time, you do.
第二次生重生的时候，你有你的选择。
The power of new birth is God's.
重生的能力来自于神。
The effort is God's.
重生的努力，付出的努力来自于神。
The pain is God's.
你重生经历的那些痛是神所经历的。
But the choice is yours.
但是重生的选择在于你。
The choice is yours.
选择在于你。
Let us bow down and pray together.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Nicodemus, as a good man, as a scholar, as a ruler, had tried to earn his way to God all his life.
尼哥底母是一个好人，是个很好的人，他想他靠他自己的努力来进到神的道路上。
And the result was emptiness.
但是结果是空虚。
It was that sense of emptiness and futility that brought him into the presence of Jesus under the cover of darkness.
是因着他那个空虚和无能为力的感觉，使他在黑夜的掩护之下来到了耶稣的面前。
There he learned how to fill the emptiness of his life with the truth and freedom and the friendship with the living God.
在那里，他得到了用真理 和神的这个友谊来充电，来填满他心中的空虚。
Won't you like to be born again as a child of God?
你是不是愿意经历这个重生，来成为神的儿女？
Won't you like to see and enter the kingdom of God?
你愿意不愿意去看见，去进入神的国度？
Won't you like to have a life, your life be filled with the truth and freedom and peace?
你愿意不愿意让你的生命充满了真理、自由和平安？
Then believe in Jesus.
如果你想要的话，你要信耶稣。
Open your heart and receive him.
打开你的心，接受耶稣。
If you want to do that,
如果你愿意做，
please express your decision by standing up off your seat.
请你从座位上站起来，来表达你这个决定。
If you want to do that, would you please express your decision by standing up off your seat?
如果你愿意接受主耶稣，请你站起来，从你座位上来表达你这个决定。
Okay, thank you so much.
谢谢。
Anybody else?
还有没有其他人？
Thank you.
谢谢。
Does anybody else wants to express your decision by standing up off your seat?
有没有其他人愿意来表达你自己的这个决定啊？如果有的话，请你站起来。
Now please follow and repeat sincerely and genuinely what I pray for you now.
下面请大家一起来真心的来跟我来做这个祷告。
Dear Lord,
我们亲爱的主，
I know I have done wrong and need forgiveness.
我知道我做了很多错的事情，我需要饶恕。
Thank you for dying for sin and offering me an eternal life.
感谢你为我的罪死，你给了我永生生命的机会。
Please come into my life.
求你进入我的生命。
And be my Savior and Lord.
成为我生命的救主。
Please take control of my life.
求你控制我的生命。
And make it full and meaningful.
让我的一生得到完全，并且有意义。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for your presence among us to worship the Lord together.
谢谢大家能跟我们在一起来敬拜我们的神。